So today I want to talk about global citizenship and what a global citizen is. So the Global Citizens Initiative describes a global citizen as someone who identifies with being part of an emerging world community and whose actions contribute to building this community's values and practices. What this means is that a global citizen is someone who engages in a society, in a global society, and tries their best to improve on this society by contributing. But what is global citizenship? Well, global citizenship consists of five main aspects or pillars, so to say. And these five aspects are social justice and equity, identity and diversity, globalization and interdependence, sustainable development, and peace and conflict. And today I want to talk about these five pillars, so to say. So the first aspect or pillar is social justice and equity. What this means is that in this globalized society, everybody should have basic human rights and everybody should be treated accordingly. And you should not be ignorant of social justice. So you should try to engage if you see social injustice in this society. Desmond Tutu famously said that if you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. If an elephant has its tail on the foot of a mouse and you say that you are neutral, the mouse will not appreciate your neutrality. What he means is that in this, if you choose to be neutral, but if you see a conflict and you say that you're neutral, you have not isolated yourself from this conflict. You've just chosen a side, which I think is very important to notice. The second pillar or aspect talks about identity and diversity. What this means is that you have that as a citizen, as a global citizen, you have the right to practice your religion, and that you should not be discriminated if you have a different race or a different color or a different nationality or a different language. And so this aspect also talks about identity. So there should that if you identify yourself as someone, you should not be discriminated for it, against it. What this also means is that we try to eliminate stereotypes by doing so, by creating a society where we can all be different in our own way, and it is acceptable. The third aspect talks about globalization and interdependence, and what this means is that as global society and the global citizenship, or as global society improves and continues, we become more and more reliable on other countries, and we are all in some way connected, and that if there is to happen a certain conflict in one country, it might affect other countries as well. We can already see this in our society, as the internet makes communication much faster, and we are all in some way connected. And as more and more people get access to the internet, we see that we become more and more connected. And information also spreads much, much faster. So the fourth aspect is sustainable development. And sustainable development basically talks about how there is a certain scarcity of resources and that we should all work together to find alternative resources and alternative energy for future generations to come. So we should try to eliminate all unsustainable development so our future generations can also profit from the energy we are producing. And the final aspect, or the final pillar, so to say, is peace and conflict. And what this basically means that if we look at all the previous aspects, such as social justice and equity, and base and identity and diversity, and just practicing out your basic rights and being free and just giving your opinion, there will of course be conflict. And what they're trying to do with this aspect is trying to resolve these conflicts by talking about them and debating about them, and through this actually build up a better society for other generations, and that these conflicts are actually necessary to make a better society. Also through this way we might actually eliminate all wars, as all conflicts are resolved by talking. And through this, we might actually get peace on Earth. So I hope you found out a lot about global citizenship and those five main aspects of it. And thank you for listening.